Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. And I'm glad you're here. I'm glad our good friend Tom Sullivan is here. Tom, tell us about the U.S. Chamber.
Well, the U.S. Chamber, we represent 3 million businesses. About 96% of our membership have fewer than 100 employees. About 75% have fewer than 10 employees. And, Jim, one of the best things about our membership, or at least working at the U.S. Chamber is that we get to work with about 1,600 local and state chambers across the country, and their members are our members. Really, the best part of my job is being able to speak with those small businesses throughout the country. In fact, was on a call yesterday with folks from Bixby, Oklahoma, and be talking with folks from San Marcos, Texas this morning. So I view that as an unbelievable privilege, and what I hear from those small businesses is just a lot of pain and hurt on Main Street. There's always the undying optimism of small business, which is amazing during the coronavirus pandemic.
Yep.
So many of them are reopened. Our MetLife and U.S. Chamber survey shows that 90% of small businesses are either reopened or some stage of reopening. So that's probably the best news that I've heard over the last month or so. And we're doing everything possible to make sure that not only are they reopening, but they're staying open and that they're armed with the tools to get them coming out of the other side of the pandemic to spur America's economic recovery.
Well, there's no question about it, and that's the thing, you know. And we need to, you know, everybody needs to realize that the reopening thing is primarily a local decision. It could even be the city county decision, and that's what's crazy is we got all these different experiences for small business owners. I mean, you could be in one side of Illinois and be wide open, and on the other side of Illinois and have to be shut down by law. You know, I mean, almost by edict, and that's what's tough on folks like all small businesses across the country, but folks like you and me who are trying to help them. You know, when you're trying to provide them with support, you got all these different experiences out there, and we really need to find a way to have, and I don't know if that's going to be when we get the cure for this thing or what. What do you think?
I think you're right. I mean, I think on the one hand, it's crazy to think of the patchwork that exists and the uncertainty that exists for a small business, especially a small business that is doing business in many different jurisdictions. Mm-hmm. It's very, very complicated, very, very quickly. On the other hand, though, the communities that support small business and the small businesses that conversely support those communities, it's more than just heartwarming. It is really the fabric of free enterprise in
this
country. And we are seeing, during the pandemic, we are seeing those communities come together in a way that is really heartwarming. And it makes me pretty bullish on the fact that small businesses are going to lead us out of the pandemic into a full economic recovery.
And we've seen the
survey results certainly do back that up. And the survey we did with MetLife and the U.S. Chamber do back that up. They're more and more bullish about a very successful 2021.
Yep, there's no question about that. And we're seeing that too. And the thing that this about small business is they are, you talked about it a second ago, they are the undergirding of this country because of their productivity and the jobs they provide, and really to a much greater degree than in corporate America, because so much of corporate America is international, and more beholden to other areas. The small business owners are planted in the ground in their towns. Last thoughts, Tom.
Well, Jim, I echo your sentiment about how small businesses are the soul of almost every community across the country. And that's why I'm confident that when Congress does take action, that they are going to put small businesses front and center to provide liability protection and financial assistance to get through the pandemic.
We sure need that. Hey, Tom, good job today. We come back soon?
Absolutely, Jim.
Tom Sullivan, ladies and gentlemen. They can find the MetLife survey at uschamber.com, right?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Tom Sullivan, ladies and gentlemen, with the U.S. Chamber. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.